Social Security Administration Publication. Social Security Number and Card. Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Publication Number 05-10009. September 2021. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. How do I apply for a Social Security Number, SSN? Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival applicants may be eligible to apply using our automated process called Enumeration Beyond Entry, EBE. You may also use this process if you are applying to the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, for employment authorization. USCIS Form I-765, Application for Employment Authorization, Enumeration Beyond Entry. You may not need to visit a Social Security office or Social Security Card Center if you apply using the form I-765. If you selected questions box 13.A through box 17.B to apply for an SSN, when USCIS approves your application, they will send us the information to issue you an SSN original or replacement card. You should receive your SSN card no later than 7 to 10 business days after we receive the information from USCIS. We will mail the card to the address you provided on the I-765 application. For more information, see Apply for Your Social Security Number While Applying for Employment Authorization and or Lawful Permanent Residency. If you are unable to use Form I-765 to apply for an SSN, you will need to call your local Social Security office. To apply for an SSN, you must submit several documents, including your USCIS documents. These documents will show you have permission to work in the United States and prove your immigration status, age, and identity. You must show Social Security. You must show us the original or certified copies of two documents: Employment Authorization Document, EAD, your foreign birth certificate, if you have one or can get one within 10 business days. If you cannot, we may accept your foreign passport, U.S. military record, religious record showing age or date of birth. If you do not have or cannot get one of the above preferred documents within 10 business days, we may accept your U.S. driver's license, U.S. state-issued identification card, school record issued 5 or more years ago showing age or date of birth. Please note, while you may have shown USCIS photocopies of the above documents, you must submit to us either originals or copies certified by the agency that issued them. We cannot accept photocopies or notarized copies. We must independently verify the documents you show us. If you're not eligible for employment authorization, contact us if you are required to have an SSN to receive a benefit. Contacting Social Security. The most convenient way to do business with us from anywhere on any device is to visit www.ssa.gov. There are several things you can do online. Apply for benefits, get useful information, find publications, and get answers to frequently asked questions. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at 1-800-325-0778, TTY number, if you are deaf or hard of hearing. We can answer your call from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays. You can also use our automated services via telephone 24 hours a day. We look forward to serving you.